Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
National contest data message rate supply.
The Parlay Payday.
Powered by BetQL.
Let BetQL's proven data and analytics help you become a better bettor. Download the BetQL app today.
11K a day.
This hour's cash code is baseball. Text baseball. BASEBALL. Text baseball. BASEBALL to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. That's baseball to 72881 for your chance to win. Next cash code is at 10 o'clock right before Chris Harrington joins the program. Today's the final day to try to win $1,000. You can do so by texting baseball, BASEBALL, 72881. Good luck.
Now, 92.9 FM ESPN presents Memphis's biggest sports columnist.
You ain't got to do nothing, homeboy. You ain't writing nothing.
No, you ain't.
He ain't writing nothing. I ain't letting him write. He ain't getting no interview.
It's the award-winning Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian and the Jeff Calkins Show.
I don't get no interview. I know. I'm good.
On 92.9 FM ESPN.
Gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. So let me first apologize to the shirts and the ties for your makeup. Cause I'll make you ugly as soon as it drops. We're on a rampage, bubbles popping up before you know it. There's rubble and dust, cause we'll be pushing it up. Somebody say, you
college football is back. College football is back.
Jeff, college football never leaves. It's always in our hearts.
It is interesting that college football, it doesn't, I know there's recruiting season and spring practice.
Sure.
It doesn't dominate the way that the NFL does.
No, because I think there's just, the NFL has a more transactional nature too. Like, so you have, like
that's
with the
true.
With the NFL,
transaction, formal transaction
yes.
seasons,
right?
I think that's right. Today on the radio show, we will have Jason Smith in the next segment. I heard a lively discussion earlier this week where John Martin was calling people who don't get vaccinated dumbasses.
Okay,
and Jason was objecting to the use of the word dumbasses for people who don't get vaccinated. Are you down with dumbasses?
I'd like to hear the logic behind it, the reasoning.
Behind calling someone a dumbass or behind not getting vaccinated?
Behind not getting vaccinated.
Well, I guess in the end, I'm anti-dumbass because the whole point is to win people over, right?
Right.
Calling someone a dumbass doesn't really get you there.
No, it usually makes them more defensive.
Like, I don't know if you saw the Daily Memphian did a poll about who is most apt and least apt to get vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
And the least apt to get vaccinated, rural conservatives.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of what we've been seeing nationwide, isn't it?
Yeah. Now, and historically, of course, what people have, I mean, and Saturday Night Live did I honestly thought they were dumbasses when they did this. A skit about why black people aren't getting vaccinated.
Yeah, yeah.
And the truth of the matter is, it was like everyone said, okay, now do this for white people. You know, like it was black people coming up with ridiculous reasons not to get vaccinated. They were being offered $500,000 or whatever to get vaccinated and saying, no, thank you. I mean, honestly, let's be honest. In the black community, where there is a well-earned history of
skepticism
of the medical establishment, given that they literally were used as guinea pigs in the past, I have a hard time calling those people dumbasses for bringing that some of that skepticism. Now, the part where I get a little more, where it loses me a little bit, is that, but again, I don't have that perspective. It loses me a little bit is, this is very clearly not a campaign aimed at white, black,
correct,
brown, yellow. Like it's
right.
It's universal.
This is the ultimate mass media.
Yeah. So you feel like how could African Americans feel like they're being targeted, or why not trusted? Given that we know that white people are taking this too, right?
Right.
To that, it was interesting because I was talking to John, and listen, I am sympathetic to John's point of view. I just don't think it was most necessarily the most judicious language or persuasive language.
Mm-hmm.
John got an email from a guy who said, I don't believe I would, an African-American, I don't believe I'll be getting the same vaccine as you.
Right. And it speaks to the original point of the distrust.
Which is pretty remarkable if you think that really...
If you think we're capable of pulling that off, you're lining up
at the Pipke building, and they have two different vaccines, the one they give white people and the one they give black people. Like, that's the level of distrust is well earned.
Right.
I don't know how that, as you point out, like,
I don't think we could pull
we
that
couldn't,
off.
We were vaccinating people who shouldn't be vaccinated because they're too young.
Correct.
We couldn't get needles into arms, period. The idea that we are sophisticated enough to have writ large, government, mm-hmm. whatever it is, to have a separate vaccine for black people and white people seems crazy to me.
Seems above our pay grade to me.
But that's how deep the skepticism runs. I just spilled my coffee. That was good. So nice start to the day. How about this? I'll have a little soliloquy here while you go get some paper towels. This is live radio.
I could do that.
That's like, it's a lot of coffee. It was still a pretty full cup of coffee. I hope you all are having a better day than I am here on the radio show. I'm wearing, I guess these would be salmon colored shorts from Oak Hall. I'm like, my God, I can break out my shorts from Oak Hall today. It's gorgeous. It's going to be gorgeous. Beautiful weekend, whatever else. A little chilly today, honestly. And I got stuff everywhere. I'll ask Jason about this debate. Dumbasses or not dumbasses? The news in terms of the actual vaccination is that the CEO of Pfizer, I don't know if you saw this, the CEO of Pfizer said that it appears you're going to need the third shot within 12 months. And then after that, you may need an annual booster. Is that depressing to you? Or does that, it seems natural to me. I mean, it
seems natural. There is also, if we're going to talk about skepticism, There is a part of me.
Oh, now you think they're going to.
There's a part of me that's just like, well, you know, we got them hooked.
Well, it is. It's like, you know what it's like?
They're not doing this for free.
You think this is the equivalent of the wash, rinse, repeat thing on the shampoo bottle where they just want you to use twice as much?
I'm just saying, I've got a couple of follow-up questions.
Well, it's also true for like dogs and rabies certificates, right?
Yes. There's a racket.
Dogs do not need a rabies shot every year.
They just do not need
a rabies shot every year.
First off, though, it's they kind of have us hooked with dogs in that we'll pretty much do anything. And when your patients can't talk.
Right. Yeah, we'll do anything for our dogs. Anyway, okay. Jason Smith is going to talk to us about dumbasses and college basketball and all kinds of things in the next segment. Chris Harrington has a piece up at the Daily Memphian. He was talking about writing it yesterday, in which he chronicled all the types of losses, right?
Yes.
The schedule losses, that was against the Suns, where they just said, wave the white flag losses.
Yep.
The gut punch losses. We thought we had this. We thought this was supposed to be fun. Like, how about the game against the Warriors, where the Warriors were, you know, playing third stringers, whatever.
Yes.
And you were supposed to win that game. Like, that was a deflating loss. There's about a dozen different categories of losses that he chronicles in here. Sadly, the Grizzlies have experienced a few of them lately. After their four-game winning streak, I think they've won one of four. They've won, yes, exactly right. And they have a chance tonight to start bouncing back as they begin their seven-game road trip with a winnable game against – would seem to be a winnable game, wouldn't it? Against the Chicago Bulls.
Yes, I think
– kind of a big one. And I think psychologically kind of a big one as well. I was frustrated yesterday to see that Colin Cowherd was talking about Luka Zion going to be the next Magic Bird.
Mm-hmm.
This is exactly what I'm talking about. You lose a game like that, you just get left out of the conversation. Right?
Yeah.
And I don't think Ja belongs in the same category as either of those players.
The Grizzlies are favored by four, by the way.
But it was as predicted. Like, the fallout yesterday was.
Now, the great thing, though, is Colin can literally say something today that would be completely different.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, he is unburdened by what he is. By what he said in the past. And then Jennifer Biggs is going to join us.
We're finally getting the cheese dip verdict.
Well, so we had a cheese dip taste off over the weekend.
Blind taste test.
A blind taste test. What you realize, though, is that if you put three cheese dips on the table.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yes. They're all good.
No, that's true. They're all delicious. And one of them is Poncho's.
Yes.
There's nothing blind about it.
No.
You know exactly what Poncho's tastes like.
Yeah, you can't really hide Poncho's.
It's the same thing in this city. If you did a blind pizza test and you put an Aldo's pie in front of me and a Memphis Pizza Cafe in front of me and a Pyro's pie in front of me, there'd be nothing blind about it. I've eaten so many pizzas from so many places that I know exactly what they taste like. I don't know that there's a better pie in the city and the buffalo chicken from Memphis Pizza Cafe, which is fabulous. Nothing blind about it, though. Like, I didn't. So, spoiler alert, and I don't think Jennifer wants to talk about it because for this very reason. Like, we don't want to. They were all delicious,
yes.
Right? But the problem with this particular blind taste test is that it was Chris Harrington, me, and Jennifer Biggs. We all know exactly what Poncho's taste like, and we all love it.
Right.
So it's hard to knock it off. It's impossible to knock it off. Like, that's what it almost becomes. That's what we feel like cheese dip is supposed to taste like. Well, if that's what it's supposed to taste like, Poncho's then tastes the most like what it's supposed to taste like because that's what it is.
And it defeats the purpose of the blind taste test.
It certainly defeats the purpose of the blind taste test. Now, I don't know that I could, like Coke and Pepsi, I most people could do that too, right?
I can actually do it by smell.
Oh, God.
But but as you know, first off, there's nothing I'm more passionate about than junk food.
Anyway, we'll talk to her. We will talk to her about what happened in the taste test and about this the new dip in town.
Oh, yeah.
We'll do that. She also has a story about a burger, and we know how we like burger talk.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And more. So we'll talk to Jennifer.
We're kind of getting into, like, outdoor grilling season here. You know what I mean? It's fast. fast creeping up.
Do you have a big green egg?
I don't have an egg. I do have a gas grill. The egg is one of those ones that, like, I do think I would greatly enjoy it, but it's at that price point where it's like someone has to get it for me.
Jeff,
like that's
Gary analogizes the Peloton and the big green egg.
Like, yeah, I can see that.
You can't believe that you are spending that much money for that. For a grill? I'm spending this much for a grill,
right?
Or on a Peloton? I'm spending this much for an exercise bike? But that people who have it, it's almost cultish, their devotion to it. Right?
There's no question.
And so it is, in fact, a lot of people think if you can.
You know how somebody, you know somebody cooks on a big green egg?
They tell you.
Exactly.
I think that's probably true.
It's like CrossFitters, big green eggs.
There was a category.
It's not hard to figure out what they're into.
There was a, I saw recently on Facebook a discussion of things that are not cults, but might as well be, right?
You have my full attention.
CrossFit would be one.
For
right?
sure.
CrossFit would be.
And I'm not ruling out cult status either.
I think big green egg probably another.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Is another thing. What else is a cult?
Well, you know the new one that's...
Is it Mini Cooper? It used to be, kind of,
that
right?
used to be. I just think that's kind
anymore.
Of been phased out.
I think that's right. I think, yeah.
The Prius is the same thing. Like, that used to be... my all-time favorite marketing moment was when they tried to make Priuses look like normal Toyotas, and then the sales went down because people want to
They
want you to
they
know
have,
that, yeah.
They got a Prius.
The other one to watch out for in the grills, the Traegers. Is quickly coming up in
What's
cult
a Traeger's?
So it's a Traeger. It is a it's very similar to the same like concept of the big green egg, but it's more of it's a bigger grill. So like it's wood chipped.
I don't think I can do that. The problem is with me is that I don't have the patience. I want to be able to just turn it on and start cooking. So anyway, all right, that's a long windup today. I apologize. I think I was distracted by coffee on my lap.
Yeah, it was a tough start, but I got to give you credit here. That was pretty impressive. Just
you know,
to keep
you
talking.
Just,
you
by
know
the
what
end
mean?
Of the first quarter,
there's a pros pro. Like if you see greatness,
if you can get it down to single digits,
I just got to keep chipping
by
away.
By the end of the first quarter, you have a chance to get back in it by the end of the game. Oh my God, that was a cataclysmic. That was a disaster. All right, Memphis Tigers tonight. Play. It is the spring game, Friday night stripes. And what would you think the storylines? We'll go to Steve Johnson's storylines to watch at the Daily Memphian. What do you believe
the first one's obvious, right?
Would be
right. It's football, so the first one's obvious, correct?
The first one you would think would be who's the quarterback?
Correct.
Right, it is our first look at quarterbacks. When Paxton Lynch did his first spring game, that's when I wrote my famous column. Everyone said I compared him to Tom Brady,
mm-hmm.
and when he was not awesome, and the Jacob Karam thing came along, I got murdered over mm-hmm. and over and over again. But who came out of that one looking good?
That would be you, sir.
That would be me.
Uh-huh.
I didn't. By the way, I didn't compare him to Tom Brady. I quoted someone who compared him to Tom
Thank
Brady.
You.
And
quotation marks matter, people.
And quotation marks matter, but like you actually can tell, not invariably, but if you can tell some things, particularly
to your,
I don't know that you can tell if a guard is going to be good tonight, but I think I can tell who can spin it. You know,
I can also tell if a guard's going to be bad.
Yeah, you can tell if a guard's going to be bad.
If a guy can't ball,
you can tell if they can spin it. You can tell them if they're effective, if they're moving them down the field, if they're throwing to the right place. Like,
to your
I think
point,
you can tell some things.
When Freeze tried to act like he had a legitimate quarterback competition when he brought in Chad Kelly, and we got to go to one practice, and I saw five throws, and I go, that will be their quarterback.
How good was Chad Kelly?
Awesome.
He was awesome.
Incredible.
What happened to Chad Kelly?
He definitely has. He has demons.
Anyway, Grant Gunnell is the is the favorite, the transfer, of course. But then there's also Keelan Brown, Peter Parrish, and Seth Hennigan.
Yeah.
And here's the point I would make.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just obvious because it's the thing. It's the quarterback, whatever. I think we saw last year, and I was warning y'all about this.
Mm-hmm.
that just because you have three great running backs in a row
doesn't mean you're getting the fourth.
Does not mean you're getting the fourth. And indeed, they had great running back after great running back after great running back. And last year, they did not. They did not even have a very good running back.
Yeah, they didn't have a bad one either. But they just, they were remarkably average at running back, I thought, last year.
They were, yeah, I mean, they were okay at running back. That's about it. They were okay at running back. And I honestly fear that, like, that to me is another one. Like, who's going to be the running back this year?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, you can make the case it's never been more important to have a great running back because it appears Ryan very much wants to be physical and wants to run the football.
I mean, they're basically talking about the same dudes, Rodriguez-Clark, yeah. Asa Martin, and Watkins.
Yes. And
know what they look like? They look like what Memphis running backs used to look like.
Yeah.
Right? They can all do some things. They're not falling down.
Minus, of course, D'Angelo.
What? Minus D'Angelo.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, used to look D'Angelo.
You saw D'Angelo, you're like, he's different.
I guess I have the highest hopes for Asa Martin, but maybe because I saw the least of him last year.
It's also he seems like he could be the game breaker. There's an element of that.
But anyway, so we saw what happens. You just assume you're going to have another great quarterback. I don't think, like, the idea that this program has had Paxton Lynch, Riley Ferguson, and Brady White in succession.
Yes.
So how many years of 3 years of Paxton, 2 years of Riley, 3 years of Brady?
Was Paxton three or two?
He had a year when he sucked. He had the first. I think he was three, but maybe not. See how many years Paxton played.
I thought it was 14 and 15, but let me double check.
I think the previous year was the year he wasn't good. I think there was 3 years of Paxton and then 2 years of Riley. It was 3 years of Brady, wasn't it?
Brady, sophomore, yeah, 3 years. You're right. You're right. The 2013, 14, 15 for Paxton.
We've had 8 years, and again, the first year Paxton was not a great year, but we've had 8 years of,
above average quarterback play.
Quarterback play that we didn't used to get.
Yes.
And so I can't guarantee that one of these dudes is going to be good. Can you?
No. And I mean, the other issue I have is, like, I've watched Gunnell play, and I think he has a skill set. I just don't know if that skill set translates to
what's his skill set.
I think he's like a pure drop back passer, and I think he's also very good in like play action. I think he can really.
Well, that's what Brady was.
Yeah, but Brady had run like not that Grant hasn't run this offense. It's just I've watched him run this offense, and I'm like, that's not when he's at his best.
This is a critical year for Ryan Silverfield. Because, I mean, last year everything was different. And I thought given the way it played out, given the players that he lost, it was an admirable effort to hold it together in the way they did. They got the bowl win. Like they beat UCF at UCF. There were some real highlights. They beat UCF here.
Yeah.
There were some real highlights in that. But I think it's a critical year. This is the year where it starts to become his team. And wholly his team. And I think I have great faith in the defense. But listen, because of the transfers, you got question at wide receiver.
Yep.
You got question at quarterback.
Yep.
You got question at running back. And this team is a question of offensive line for a while.
Yes.
So are they going to be the outfit that puts up 40 points a game? And if they're not, what will that mean? I think the defense will be much better. And so so maybe they don't have to. But there has been a certain brand that is Memphis football and that has been part of the allure. Will he be able to sustain the wins and the brand? It will be really interesting to me. The other storyline, though, that I really like tonight is tailgating.
Oh, yeah.
Tailgating is returning to the Liberty Bowl. It's limited, as it should be. Every other spot will be empty. You are allowed 8 people in your tailgating pod, and you are not to go into other tailgating pods. That's going to be hard to enforce.
Well, actually, for me, the biggest question is, what is the enforcement?
Are they enforcing it at all? Are these suggestions?
Yes.
But to me, it's, listen, the fact that we are going to have tailgating, I think what we've discovered is the thing we missed most from sports this past year.
The communal part?
Is fans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is fans, is all of that. The reason that college football is great, it turns out, there's a lot of reasons. The variety,
yeah,
you know, is fun. But
in a way the bad play is fun because it makes like things that you would never see happen.
Yeah, I mean,
happen.
It's, you just got wild variety, yeah, of things and whatever. But to me the best part of it is the fans.
No, I mean, think.
I mean, the best part of it is it's the marching band, it's the tailgate, it's the fact that you've been going to the same tailgate since you were 3, and now you're 43, and you have a 3-year-old,
sure,
and your buddy's going too, and to me, and then it's in the stadium, and the high five and the people next to you, it's
how each team runs onto the field,
it's how they run, it's dotting the, like, all of that, yeah, stuff, and we have not had it. And so for me, a typical Friday Night Lights, you would just be focused on, okay, here are the football storylines.
Sure.
Right? To me, the biggest storylines this year for not just this program, but every program,
yep,
it's just the fact that we can start to gather again.
Yeah, I mean, what does the sport look like this fall?
Real quick, I asked you about this earlier, and maybe we don't have time to do the whole thing. It did strike me. I was reading about Tennessee football recently.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a single flipping recruit.
No. Like, if you look at their roster, basically, like, the stated mission of spring practice was, like, learn the players.
But it's just, I mean, the idea that you are an SEC football program,
yeah,
and you do not have, I mean, it's fine. The roster is going to be reduced this year, right?
Yes.
The idea that you, I think they're the only SEC school that does not have a commitment for the class of 22. Is that true?
That sounds right. Let me double check.
And it just strikes me, you look around, and if you were to do a TAMS ranking of the state of the programs right now, I think you'd feel pretty good about every program, right? You'd feel pretty good about Arkansas.
Yeah.
You'd feel pretty good about Ole Miss.
I would like to know who Arkansas is going to play at quarterback, because while I'm not like, I didn't think Felipe Franks was, you know,
it is funny to see
special,
Felipe Franks,
but
popping up on the draft lists.
Well, because
he looks like
the part. Looks like a quarterback.
Yeah, he absolutely looks
the
part.
I mean, he is, you know, he's big, he's pretty athletic, and he throws a pretty football. Now, half the time it's never going where it's supposed to, but he throws a pretty football. Right now, 24/7 Sports lists Tennessee with 2 commits.
Okay, well, that's then I'm behind the curve. Who are the 2 commits?
Elijah Herring from Murfreesboro and Vincent Sneed from Winter Park, Florida.
How many does Florida have?
Florida currently has 5.
How many does Georgia have?
Georgia leads the way in the SEC with 12. And 2 or 5 stars. And
holy
8 4
crap.
Stars.
What are the stars next to the Tennessee ones?
3. 2 3s.
I just worry about that program.
I mean, in the end, this is a sport that is entirely talent dependent. Like, there's no reason, there's no secret to why Ohio State, Alabama, Clemson, Georgia, and to a certain extent LSU, like, they're the ones that get all the players.
So you feel pretty good about Arkansas. Feel pretty good about Ole Miss, don't you?
Yeah, I feel good that Ole Miss is going to be
a fun program for the next 3 years.
Ole Miss will be the game that will be the most entertaining game of the week, because yet again they're going to be able to score points.
How do you feel about State?
State's in an interesting year, because year one of Leach is always typically the transition year. I still don't know about the quarterback. I mean, he does play with some moxie, but God, he's got a popcorn arm. I mean, there's just nothing on it. But
interesting, though. Like, there's plenty of reasons to be hopeful down there, right?
Oh, for sure.
Memphis is still rolling. Well, I mean, think how about pretty this? Good in Memphis.
If you ESPN came out with their FPI this week, a top 10 team in FPI for preseason is Mississippi State. Wow. Not a top 10 SEC team, a top 10 team.
Okay, how about Vandy? Who feels better right now, Vandy fans or Tennessee fans? Both new, you know, new coaching staff.
First question, are there Vandy fans, football fans?
They're baseball fans who need something to do in the offseason.
I do think Vandy can get excited because you have, number one, like Clark Lee was a very sought-out name. And not only did you get him, he wants to be the Vanderbilt football coach. And I actually think the other reasons for optimism for Vanderbilt
are... You don't have as high a bar. Like, for Tennessee, they want to be back in the national championship picture.
Right, and
Vandy's away from that. Vandy's not as far from mediocrity, which is all they aspire to anyway.
Right. Vandy's a couple of good schedules away from being mediocre. Like, that, there is always that. But I think if I'm looking for the biggest reasons for optimism, Clark Lee doesn't take that job unless they convinced him we are committed to being good at football.
You have the players you want to have.
Yes.
Interesting. Anyway, it is football season. It's spring football season tonight, Friday.
And obviously, let's not forget our good friends to the west in Jonesboro, Butch Baby.
Butch Baby, exactly right.
I mean, in fairness to Butch, he's looking a little better with history. As time goes on, like, he's not that bad.
It's just been a disaster. They're killing it in basketball recruiting.
Yes.
So there you go. There is nothing quite like spring. There's nothing quite like summer. There's nothing quite like baseball.
Oh, yeah.
Great weather, cold drink, and a little action on FanDuel Sportsbook. If you've never bet on baseball now is the perfect. Do you bet on baseball?
That feels like a leading question.
Now is the perfect time to give it a shot because FanDuel is letting new users swing for the fences risk-free. Up to $1,000 back in site credit if your first bet does not win. And once you have that account, you can get up to $25 back each day in site credit. I heard someone recently saying, I thought that was just the first. No. Every day you can have $25 in same-game parlay insurance. If your same-game parlay falls one leg short, you get up to $25 back in insurance. There is a reason that FanDuel Sportsbook is America's number one sportsbook and the official partner of 92.9 FM ESPN. So here's what you got to do. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Sign up. Promo code Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S. Must be 21 or older in present Tennessee. First online real money wager only for risk-free bet. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Restrictions apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. Gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789. We're going to try to recover. I got off to a rough start, spilling coffee on myself. But we got Jason Smith next.
We're settling it.
Help me out of this. And then Chris Harrington, and then Jennifer Biggs to talk about food. It's Jeff Calkins Show on a Friday, 92.9 FM ESPN.
How can your mortgage work for you instead of you simply working for your mortgage? Here to bring you the answers you need is Don Hulsinger, Chief Mortgage Officer with Orion Federal Credit Union, with this week's Mortgage Minute.
Finding the perfect home can be a lengthy and stressful process, and one of the trickiest steps is acquiring the right financing. Orion streamlines the approval process to give qualified buyers a pre-approval within minutes. Thanks to our partnership with Fannie Mae and access to their underwriting system. At Orion, we're here to help you get qualified for your next home in three simple steps. One, complete an application. Two, discuss your options with one of our mortgage lenders. Three, take your pre-approval letter to your realtor and make an offer with confidence. Orion can even pay $2,000 towards closing costs. To learn more, visit orionhomeloan.com or give us a call at 1-800-532-9025.
This Mortgage Minute has been provided to you by Orion Federal Credit Union. Terms and conditions apply. Contact Orion for details. Conventional mortgages only. Minimum loan amount $95,000. Available in select states. Orion is an equal housing lender.
Corky's is your home for authentic Memphis barbecue. Our dining rooms are open, or stop by our speedy drive-thru. Order your party packs today, starting at only $5.99 per person.
Jeff Allen, my man, what's happening over at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah?
All I can say, Randy, is the right time to buy your new Kia at Gossett Kia South on Mount Moriah. I've got a 2021 Kia Forte, 41 MPG, or $129 a month lease, just $31.99 due at signing. And a 2021 Kia Soul, $159 per month lease, $30.99 due at signing.
And I see you got 2021 Kia K5 built in America, $184 a month lease, $39.99 due at signing. They're all 36-month leases.
Plus our industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty program. So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, and let's not forget Senatobia, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia Mount Moriah, 2680 Mount Moriah, or KiaMountMoriah.com.
All 36-month leases, zero security deposit, $650 acquisition fee, Forte, ME344837, MSRP 20,655, Sol M777-2135, MSRP 21130, K5 MG005560, MSRP 25725, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, includes all manufacturer rebates and incentives, PF695, excludes tax title and license with approved credit, warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 4/30/2021, dealer stock only.
If you're very quiet, you can hear it. The joy, the freedom, the crunch from 100% whole grain oats. Stay outside longer with Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunchy Granola Bars. We are better outside.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents and Dub.
Okay, class, let's bump it up to 9.
Come on, Limu, keep peddling. We got to build our endurance to let more people know that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Pick up the pace, bird legs.
Hey, don't talk to Limu like that.
I'm not. I'm talking to you.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
For the ones finding new ways to ensure the job always gets done. For the ones wearing many hats. For the ones who are hands-on, even from far away. And the ones keeping business moving forward. We are Grainger, offering supplies and solutions for every industry, with 24/7 support and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, this is Wes McClooney, owner of the New Balance Memphis store. I bet you're ready to get out of the house. I sure am, but are your feet ready? If you rush out the door wearing some running shoes you bought online that weren't fit specifically for you, you could easily hurt your feet with poor-fitting shoes. And then where will you be? Yep, back in the house with foot pain. Instead, come to the New Balance Memphis store first and get custom fit with a pair of the best walking or running shoes on the market. Our trained fit specialists take your foot measurements, analyze your gait, activity level, and more. Then, we'll match you with the perfect pair of New Balance athletic shoes. It's the kind of rewarding experience you can only get by shopping locally. So get out of the house and come see us at the New Balance Memphis store for a fresh pair of walking or running shoes perfectly fit for you. New Balance Memphis is located in the Cordova Town Center on Germantown Parkway behind the Outback Steakhouse. New Balance Memphis. Your feet will thank you.
To all you do-it-yourselfers, get ready to welcome Fram into the fam. Because America's number one oil filter brand now has their own new line of motor oil and fluids. And it's only at Advance and CarQuest Auto Parts. Stop into Advance and choose from 4 new Fram oil change bundles starting at just $20.99. They have the oil and filters you need to keep your engine running stronger, longer. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See store for details.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I said this the other day that this legitimately happened. Fishman, who is a regular listener, of course, and as an occasional participant, regular participant, even more regular listener, said to me, one of our many daily conversations, he said, you know, wish we had a store like Robert Irwin Jewelers in Washington, because I don't do a good job of buying jewelry for my wife. His father did a great job of buying jewelry for his mother, but Charles does not do a great job of buying jewelry for his wife. And if he had Robert Irwin Jewelers, he'd do a better job. Like, they would help him. He could go in there. Whenever there's, like, whatever, your kid goes off to college, you can give her a beautiful piece of jewelry as some celebration for that. It's good to renew and remind each other how much you love each other. And nothing like a gorgeous piece of jewelry to do that. Whatever you're celebrating, Robert Irwin Jewelers is there for you. They got 5 Memphis locations, none in Washington, D.C., though. You can check them out online at rijewelers.com. And, of course, if you're getting engaged, It is the place to go. It's where Jeffrey went to start his search, start and end his search, because why do you need to go anywhere else? They will walk you through it. They won't tell you you have to give up both kidneys in order to buy a engagement ring. They will help you design the perfect ring. If for any reason in the first year you decide to return it, full price. You get all your money back, no questions asked, which is kind of astonishing. And of course, the reason they do that is they know you're not going to. You're going to be happy. She's going to be happy. It'll be happily ever after. It is Robert Irwin Jewelers, rijewelers.com. Joined now by Jason Smith, Jason and John. Every single day from 11 till 2. I am an avid listener of Jason and John. And earlier this week, I heard a very spirited discussion, Jason, between you and John, because he was calling people who did not get vaccinated dumbasses. And you thought that was not a very helpful label, it seemed to me. Where are you on the dumbass versus not dumbass if you are choosing not to be vaccinated?
I mean, this is pretty simple. John's, I agree a lot with what John said. I mean, I've had both, doses of the Pfizer vaccine. I agree that we should be getting vaccinated. That was the part of his argument. And I told him I agree with you. I said, where our part is the, and it wasn't just their dumbasses. Those that haven't gotten it at this point are dumbasses. Jeff, it was those who haven't gotten it are dumbasses, and we're ready to roll on. Like, we're going to roll on. You know what I mean? Like, and we don't get to herd immunity wherever. This is pretty simple. We don't get to where we're trying to go, right? To get the folks, to convince the folks that aren't convinced, or educate the folks that aren't, whatever it is, that's holding you up. Leaving them behind at this point is not the best plan. And so, yes, in calling them dumbasses, was listening to you earlier, Jeff. I listen to your show daily. Calling them dumbasses is not the best way in terms of if you're trying to go convince those folks. So the idea of, hey, you're a dumbass, we're rolling on without you. No, that's not how you get to herd immunity. It's not how we get to where we're supposed to be with this thing. And that's pretty simple. So it wasn't just the language. It was, we're leaving you. Y'all can stay on that damn
island. The problem, of course, is that we don't get to do that, because in the end, we don't achieve as a society where we want to go.
Exactly.
Unless
what if you're in public schools, okay? And you've decided as parents or whatever, you're gonna get vaccinated. Again, I don't want to get into how the kids and do they get all that. But you're going to be, my point is, you're going to have, your kids are going to be with kids that are from different backgrounds, right, that don't necessarily, are maybe in a completely different spot in terms of education, financial level, whatever it is. But in terms of where they are and wanting to get the vaccine, that you're inevitably tied with those folks. There is no just leave them behind. It's going to get me back. It's ridiculous to look at it that way. That is such an old school way of thinking.
I will say this.
And listen, I know John wasn't looking at it that way, big picture, but that is exactly what he sounded like. And you have to be, if you're trying to convince people, that's not the way to go. So that's where we parted. Yeah.
I will say there is a part of John's
about getting vaccinated.
Well, that's certainly true. We all should get vaccinated. Yeah. The other thing that's true is, this is just true, and it's not very kind of me, I am less sympathetic. If someone had every opportunity to get vaccinated, chose not to get vaccinated, and gets COVID, I'm a little bit less, like, you did it to yourself, you dumbass. I mean, I won't say that out loud, but I mean, there's a part of me that does think that, right? And so, I understand that impulse.
You get that, right?
Yeah, I understand
that's not
that.
All that's in that group.
Okay,
you guys have had this conversation, real quick, Jeff, you guys have had this conversation before when John's on your show about, we've done a bad job too about incentivizing this thing. In terms of poor people, or when it's trying to educate you, hey, you need to come on out. We the messaging on that stuff hasn't been great. Like, reaching out to folks, taking the vaccine and going into communities where they have no, look, everybody ain't as educated as John Martin on this thing, or at least, where we think we should be in terms of this thing. And it's just not that black and white, Jeff. Can't just leave folks behind. That's the bottom line.
It is interesting. Like the stuff they're now they're giving gift certificates to people who
gift
are vaccinated.
Gift certificates, $20. Right. But it's the other part is if how do I convince someone to get the vaccine if I'm telling them that still even after two doses you
can't
still
go
want
to a restaurant.
You know,
yeah,
you can't go to a restaurant. All that. So we got more work to do. It's not done yet. You know what I'm saying? And that's the part where it's. No, we're not done trying to convince. We're not through yet. This thing isn't done. You got plenty more people to convince. And the fact is, to get where we want to be as a country, we need to convince them and bring them on over.
I will say I'm a little sympathetic. So what I should be clear, I have not been vaccinated because I'm not allowed to be yet because I had COVID, and then I had the monoclonal antibody treatment when I had COVID. And if you have that, you can't be vaccinated for 90 days after you've completed that. Now, that's up next week. And I will say this. There is just, I'm a tiny bit sympathetic because when you went in to be vaccinated, didn't you wonder if you were going to get sick? Didn't you wonder what the side effects were going to be? Isn't there, I mean, I'm 100% going to do it. I am, in fact, saying I understand some of the hesitancy by some. Hell, my son Peter could be vaccinated at Duke, and he has not been yet. He has to be by next year, but he's not doing it now because he doesn't want to be sick for 2 days if that's what happens at the end of his semester, right? And I'm fine with that. I told him I'm fine with that. He can be vaccinated this summer, but he therefore has not been vaccinated. Did you sail through it? Did you have any issues at all?
No. But listen, to your point, you know, and no, I couldn't go right off the bat, but I wanted to hear what others were going through, right? Because it's the nature of us.
Yeah.
You go first. I mean, let's hear it.
Let Mikey try it. Right. Yeah.
Exactly. I'm not going to be the first one. I might be the fifth one, but you, and tell me what you guys experienced. And so for me early on, it was a lot of, okay, the folks that had gone, what's going on? And that, was that going to end up making my decision for me or whether I'm, maybe not. Maybe so, but it, to answer your question, no. You know what I heard was first dose doesn't give you much of a problem. Mine was Pfizer. First one doesn't give you get the sore arm, and that's exactly what I got. Second one, I kept hearing, "Oh, you feel the fatigue, right? Right after you get that second dose, you're not just going to get the sore arm. You're going to feel some fatigue with it." And so I was looking for fatigue in those first 24 to 36 hours. I didn't really get it. You know, one of those days that week I did take a 2 hour nap. But I didn't feel that what I had heard about was a fatigue for, hey, that yeah, some folks can run through, some folks need to take a day. I didn't really get that to where I was out for a day. And so my experience was a good one. And listen, you know, you mentioned this guy, the guy that John talked to that said, listen, I'm black. You know, I heard y'all's discussion, and I think when I pull up, they're going to put one vaccine in a white person and one in a black person. And you and me and John might look at each other and say, that is crazy. To think that, but it's absolutely not worth writing that brother's writing what he thinks off, right, and not sitting there and saying, you know what, let's have a talk about this, and trying to get, in this case, it's a guy I know that had talked to John about that, trying to bring that brother with. Now we may never get him, but he's absolutely not worth writing off.
It's amazing to me.
If that's how he feels, right, we got to get. That's how he feels.
Well, it's revealing the depth. What it reveals to me. Is the depth of the suspicion.
Of the
if you really believe that you're going to pull up to the Pipkin building and they're back there saying, get him the black vaccine.
Then it's two different vaccines. Right. And I don't believe that. But I am all the way down with having that conversation with him and then telling him what I've experienced, right? And then and look, if he decides, you know what, Jason, you did it, so I'm gonna go ahead and follow him, man. I'm gonna go ahead and do it. Then that is great. If he doesn't, that's his decision. But I'm telling you, this is a smart dude. And the fact that he believes that's the case, hey, man, that's what he believes. But my point is that it's not just words when we talk about blacks and their distrust when it comes to that.
Right.
It's not just words. It's so easy to hear and to say, right? We all acknowledge it, media, whatever. But there are folks out there who really have that distrust. And it's that deep that brother thinks it's the two different vaccines. So what are we going to, you know, is he, at this point, should we write him off? No, there's smart folks out there that haven't gotten the vaccine. There's smart folks that haven't gotten in and have decided, you know, right now I'm not going to do it. that you can still that there's plenty of time to still go out and get. So that's where I'm at on this. Pretty simple.
I need my weekly Lawson update. What the hell's taking so long, Jason?
It feels like, I'll be honest with you, if this was going any other way, I think we'd know it by now. Jonathan's point, he said when John interviewed him last weekend, it could be 2 to 3 weeks. I didn't think at the time when I heard that it would take that long. We've been about a week now. I think Chandler, who Keelan had mentioned both to you guys at the Daily Memphian and early, and I think with us, that decision might come early. And I think that was Tuesday or Wednesday when he was saying that decision could come Tuesday or Wednesday. Well, we're past that deadline. But my point, I don't think there's much to figure out with Chandler. And I'll say it this way. Arkansas just wants Chandler. Well, Chandler and Jonathan were both headed to Oregon, and we realized those two still want to play together. That hasn't changed. Jonathan talked about that. So I say all that to say, you know, if you want to play with your brother, well, there's Memphis, there's TCU, and apparently Missouri right now that are both hot after both all three of them. And again, when you've spent a 2.5-hour Zoom with Penny Hardaway, you know, a guy who, you know, your first family of basketball in Memphis, he's like the president of basketball in Memphis as far as that's concerned. And you spent 2.5 hours on when Penny has prioritized you like that, like he didn't prioritize Kenny Chandler like that. I'm just talking about locals. When he prioritized you like that, typically he doesn't lose. And so here's the other thing, Jeff. The fact that we're not seeing, okay, Penny's Hardaway's reached, Memphis has reached out to, you know, this guy, you know, and clearly he's got two spots because after he gets Earl Timberlake, he's on a 2.5-hour Zoom, two-plus-hour Zoom with the Lawsons. He's thinking two more spots. You don't see Memphis has reached out to. You don't see this school's reached out to the Lawsons. It's sort of the quiet, it feels like, before an inevitable commitment to Memphis. I'd be shocked at this point if it's not Memphis.
Cincinnati has a new basketball coach, Wes Miller. I guess it is sort of funny. Like, I'll be honest. Like, I don't want the Buffalo. I never want the teams in the AFC East to hire a good coach. I'd like them to hire crappy coaches. I like them to draft and crappy quarterbacks. But I guess given where the AAC is, we need Cincinnati to hire a good coach. Is that the idea?
I mean, there's no doubt about that. And I get, hey, and my man Marty Sullivan, and every time we talk about this, he tweets at me, Jason, I don't care who's coaching or where. You put the worst coach at Cincinnati. I just want the two wins there. I want to beat Tulsa. You beat the teams you're supposed to beat. You'll be in the NCAA tournament. But you don't get where you want to go in terms of seeding, right? And you it won't necessarily, if you just run through a bad league, it doesn't guarantee you. It didn't for Memphis under Josh Pastner the year. What, they went undefeated in CUSA. Well, the sixth seed, I don't think it was higher than that. And so the point is this. Yes, you especially in a conference right now where Cincinnati, let's face it, has dropped off the map. You know, you finally went up there. That's supposed to be a marquee win for you. It was not this season. That's just where they are. You need that brand to be strong, frankly, especially with where you're at with only really Houston and Memphis right now that you can depend on. I suppose you can look at Isaac Brown, who I like that he got the job at Wichita State. It was the right thing to do. He was picked seventh. They finished first. Good, you know, right thing to hire him. But we got no idea if they're gonna stay where they are. I do like what they brought in. I was talking about this a little bit with Jeffrey yesterday. Looks to me like they've clearly got a roster and what they bring back that could, again, finish top three, top four. But I say all that to say this. 2-3 years ago, we're looking at this thing. My gosh, you got UConn, you got Cincinnati, you got Memphis, you got Houston, you got Wichita State with Greg Marshall, right? Who at that point with him, the brand needed to be out. But at that point, it's looking like, and you say, this is it. This is a great conference. You're comparing it to the Pac-12, everything else. It right now, Houston and Memphis. You look at you look at your conference schedule. You tell me where the marquee wins are. If you have programs that can't give you that in conference, you got to go turn it up out of conference. And you want to be more like the big leagues that get those chances. It's more margin for error, basically. That get those in conference chances at marquee wins. And when you don't have a good Cincinnati, you don't have a good Temple. You got a so-so Wichita State. You got a so-so SMU. There just aren't a lot of those opportunities. So that's why you want a good coach at Cincy.
Your Bulls gonna lay down for the Grizzlies tonight? No Zach LaVine. That's helpful.
No, we got you. We got you. That's why Jeffrey played the Bulls music today. We got you. What are we? We're in the 10th spot. We've lost 4 in a row. LaVine's out several games because of the protocol. Come on and get your win. It should be easy. Now there's going to be some guy you don't expect.
you know, tonight for my Bulls, it might give you a little trouble that maybe you did, because that's just what we do. But we'll lay down by that fourth quarter, and you know, as long as Ja's not turning the ball over, and as long as Jonas is going to come to eat, you'll be fine. You'll get the win back on the winning streak.
And then finally, and I think this is the key question of the day, it's Brad's birthday today.
Hey,
what do we get Brad? What do we get the program director who has everything? Jeffrey, do you have any ideas? What do we get for Brad and his birthday?
Odyssey gift.
More. Yes, that was a better joke than what I had. I was just gonna say we continue our ratings.
We are now,
I got one.
What?
Yeah. I was just gonna say, you probably have an Odyssey gift you can get, and I may have an Odyssey gift somewhere.
Odyssey. Download the Odyssey app. We are no longer that other word, which I won't say because we don't want to get it and burn it into your mind. We are Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y? Is that what it is?
Yes, you're a much better speller than you let on.
And yeah. they
especially made up words.
And they sent us to a we get our pick.
Oh yeah.
Of Odyssey. Well,
you got to power rank.
Memorabilia.
You got to power rank. It seemed to me as if there was no guarantee you were getting your first choice.
Oh, what did you pick? What did you get, Jeffrey?
I picked the blue light glasses with the. Was there a mug in that?
I have not been. I'll be honest.
I think I went straight in order. I think I picked 1, 2, 3 as my actual order.
I'll be honest with you. I haven't gotten it yet. I'm doing it. John got his, and he said, "Jason, you want to get on this? They got this free speaker, and so I'm going to jump in. Hopefully, I'm not too late." And I'm going to give it to Brad for his birthday.
Well, anyway, I hope you all have a fine birthday show, and I'll talk to you later. Thank you, Jason.
Have a great weekend, brother.
Appreciate it. You too. I'm not a very good corporate citizen.
You don't say.
I don't want to wear Odyssey stuff. I don't want to.
In fairness,
you know what I really hate? I hate those stupid canned videos that we have to watch training. And then,
the horrible acting
about
how do you book that gig? I want to know
about. And let's be honest, it's just literally so if someone they get sued for sexual harassment.
Oh, everything is CYA.
We had to watch the sexual harassment video, and then you got to answer questions about it. And the maybe y'all out there in your real world have these things that you have to corporate makes you do to be trained in these things, And the real key
is... I assume
it's
also for insurance purposes. Sure.
How little can you actually watch and still pass the quiz at the end so you don't have to go back and watch it again?
There's a few things. Listen, you're talking to someone who has spent a lifetime of trying to cut every single corner. You have to find out, is this a quiz I can take multiple times? The worst is... That's the first thing you have to establish. Is this one of those quizzes
at the end, can you keep taking it? Or do you have to go back and watch the whole thing again?
Listen, hand up. I've fallen for that one before.
Yeah, exactly right.
It's a tough scene out there.
My biggest act of rebellion was we have...
Still not checking your work email?
I don't know how to get into my work email. I literally...
There's a two-step process that I haven't even bothered trying to teach you.
I've never given... out my work email. Yep. I mean, I have enough emails. I've got a Daily Memphian email.
Yep.
I got my own email. And then I got Facebook Messenger.
Yep.
And I got direct messages on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And I got a phone. And I got texts on my phone.
Yep.
And I don't need to check another email. And so I have this email. And the problem is that they'll send things to that email assuming you will get them.
Right.
And I don't know how to. I make it very clear to everybody. I don't know how to sign on to my work email. If you want to reach me, you'll have to do it some other way.
Or just copy me. Because if I get copied, then I make sure you get it.
And that's not being a very good corporate citizen. But it's just enough is enough. I got enough to do.
And in fairness, I presume this isn't like a new thing. I would assume probably weren't the model employee working at the law firm either.
No, I'm crappy at all this stuff.
Yeah, because you got to sip the Kool-Aid.
I'll tell you the worst part at the law firm was you had to bill your hours in 6-minute increments.
Yes.
So you had to go back and try to, and of course, was I a person who would like log it as I went away?
No. 100% no.
So then it would be like sitting there after 2 weeks, and I haven't done my timesheets, trying to remember what I did the previous Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
I apologize to all people that I billed.
Yes.
I must have worked half an hour on the Phillips matter.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet I worked.
And the good news is that's now transitioned into having to, at the end of the month, come up with your live sheet.
Yeah, but they actually just send me my lives. They keep track of my lives.
They do it for you.
They do it for me.
But remember when we used to have to, before
just,
that?
Just misery. This is the first world problems, ladies and gentlemen, first world problems. If I did answer my work email, I would do it on a computer that I got at Cooper Systems. Cooper Systems, phone number 360-9679, 360-9679. It's true. I bought multiple computers at Cooper Systems, but my thinking is this much. I like to spend less as opposed to more.
It's a good start.
I like people who are attentive and helpful as opposed to people who aren't. I like people who will back up their work and repair something if it goes wrong. And so that's why I have bought multiple computers at Cooper Systems. 360-9679, 360-9679, whatever your computer needs. Let's just say you need a repair. Give them a call. They'll tell you, you bring it in, drop it off. They got their technicians right there. They'll fix you all up, and you will be good to go. But there's nothing quite like a brand new computer. The speed, just gorgeous. You feel like everything in your life is faster when you have a brand new computer. You can get an Apple there. You can get a Dell, a Lenovo, whatever it is you need. Cooper Systems, they're located in the Mount Moriah Office Park. When we come back, Chris Harrington joins us. He has chronicled all the kinds of losses that there are to lose, and we will talk to him about that and more. James Wiseman had his surgery. We are now all experts on the meniscus repair, and we have details on the James Wiseman meniscus repair. I think it was Chris who first broke down the distinctions in this market between the trim and the repair, and we'll talk to him about what lies ahead for James Wiseman and everything else. Then Jennifer Biggs is going to join us to talk about food, because it's Friday. Why not? It's Jeff Gawkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments